We're going to study the Maral in Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Memtes. Now, the Maral here in Tiferes Yisrael Memtes is going to be discussing how the Torah is immutable. And it is immutable beginning with how each and every letter of a Torah must be recorded in its place. It is part of Torah. A Torah scroll that's missing a letter is not kosher. The Torah has to have that letter. Even the smallest yud must appear where it does have to appear. And the Maral says that's because it is like the world itself. Something that has to be as it is. And were there to be a word missing, a letter missing, then that would mean that the world itself, which is a reflection of the design of Torah, the world itself wouldn't exist. Everything that exists in the world is a reflection of a reality in the osios of the Torah. And we cannot change the Torah. If we change the Torah, we are trying to change the world. If we do away with a letter in the Torah, we're doing away with the world itself. So we're in the second paragraph, if you will, of the Tiferes Yisrael, where he's going to talk about letters and how they must appear where they appear. And of course, the connection to Parshas Shlach is the Yud added to the name Hoshea ben Nun, which used to be the Yud in Sarai, Eshes Avram. Ube Medrash, this is page Tuf Tes in the Machon Yad Mordechai editions of Tiferes Yisrael, with footnotes by Rav Chaim Pardes. Bottom of page Tuf Tes, Ube Medrash, Rabbi Alexandri Omar, Im Boim Kol Ha'olam Lahalvin Knaf Echod Min Ha'arev. You could have all the people in the world, every effort can be made to turn one little piece of a feather of a black raven white. Go ahead, try to turn it white. Try to change it from its natural appearance. Einam yecholim, they'll fail, they cannot do so. Kach, Rabbi Alexandria says, similarly, in the same way, im miskansim kolba e oilam lakor yud koton, if someone comes to destroy, take out, to erase yud shehu koton haosyos, which is the smallest letter of any of the osyos, einam yecholim, that cannot be done. Mimiat Talamed, from who do we learn this? From Shlomo HaMelech himself. Bikesh Lakor Yud Min HaTorah, because the Torah says, V'lo Yar B'loi Noshim. Lo Yar B'loi Noshim. And Shlomo HaMelech says, just take out the Yud. Yarba means he should not have too many wives. Lo Yar B'loi Noshim means no amount is too many. Take away the Yud. The Kitriga, and the Yud said, I can't accept that. How can he try to subvert the will of Torah? Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Sefer Mishneh Torah Olav and Yishtatach Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chumash Dvarim came before God, prostrated before God, Amar, Ribbono Shel Olam, Daitiki Shabbat L'miktsaso Bat L'kula. A Daitiki is a last will and testament of a man about to pass away. And it is a unit, it's all to be accepted, or none is to be accepted, none is honored, all or nothing. Shlomo HaMelech mevakish lakor yud shebetorah. Shlomo HaMelech wants to take a yud out of the Torah. Impossible. Now the implication is, if you take out the yud, you take away the Torah itself. The Torah cannot be the Torah without that yud in Yarbe of Lo Yar B'Loi Noshe. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lech, go. Hari Shlema Batel Umea Kiyotzeboy. Shlema Batel. We're going to undo Shlema. We're never going to undo not even a letter of the Torah, but we will undo Shlema. He will no longer be Melech. And so at the end of his life, at some point, Ashmedai reigns instead of Shlema HaMelech, the Gemara says. Yud Shebecha Eina Batel Oilam. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Eme. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says, Yud Shebesarai, the Yud of Sarai, Allah v'nishtatach lefni HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yud of Sarai came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bowed before, spread eagle before God, Amar, and the Yud said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Akartani Mishem HaTzedekes Zois, you took me out of the great name of Sarai the Tzedekes, V'karo Asa Shema Sarah, instead you called her Sarah. Where am I now? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leich, Mitchila Hayisa B'Seifen Shel Oisiyos B'Shem Nekeva, you were at the end of the name of a female, Ani Noisencha B'Rosh HaOisiyos B'Shem Zachar B'Tzadik Sheba Olami. I'm going to put you in the beginning of the name of the tzaddik who's going to lead Klal Yisrael, the greatest tzaddik in his time, Yehoshua. I'm placing you instead of at the end of Sarai, at the beginning of Yehoshua. Ha'adu l'chsiv, v'yikrom v'yishel v'yishel ben nun Yehoshua. Ad kan. Also in Medrash Rabbah, in Bereishis, Amar Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Yud shel Sarah, the Yud was, so to speak, floating around in the heavens before the heavenly throne, saying, I have to have a place. And of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, you will be in the name Yehoshua. Hinei, Be'er Advarim Shamarnu, this is how Chazal expressed what we have said. Ki kemoish i'efshal l'shanes ha-metzius asher bora Hashem Yisparach, just as you cannot change the nature of the world, kach i'efshar l'shanes dover echad min ha-ter. You cannot change the Torah. It's immutable. Asher sidi Hashem Yisparach kein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has described what the Torah's letters are, one letter after the next, one word after the other. Sidir Hashem Yisparach gam kein, just as He has created the world, He has created the Torah. The Torah is the blueprint of the world itself. You cannot change the world, you cannot change the Torah. Ulufichach Omar, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Im miskansim kol ba'ayolim lahal bin knaf erev eni michaylim. Rav Alexandri said, you can't change the color of the feathers of the bird, you can't change the Torah. Ki ein l'shanes ha'nimtzoyim asher bor Hashem Yisparach, v'kach im miskansim kol ba'ayolim la'akor dovakotim min ha'Torah. If you come all together, no matter with what forces, try to change the Torah, Asher Sidr Hashem Yisparach, Einam Yicholim. You cannot do so. They will fail. V'amar, Sheyesh L'chalil Ma'adav Azeh Mishloim, you learn this Mishloim, Shoyu Nitchem In Madrei Gosai, who lost his lofty position as Melech, Shoyu Lo'ikodu Madrega Elyonu B'Malchus, L'Basayif Yorod Min Madrega HaMalchus. He lost that Madrega, it's Machlekes, whether he was restored or not. V'adav Azeh Lo'i Matzonu B'Shum Melech Hoitei. A melech, and there were many melechim after Shlomo Melech, Melechei Yisrael, Melechei Yehuda, who were far from tzaddikim, but none of them lost their position, and yet Shlomo Melech loses his position. Lamatzonim b'shum melech chayte shal yinitchem min hamalchus, only Shlomo. L'dasar b'senu zal b'mseches gittin l'divri hakol ha yinitchem min hamalchus. Shlomo Melech was. And so he goes on to explain that's because if you try to alter the Torah, you want to take away from or change or remove something from Torah, you will be removed from your position. Not the Torah. The Torah will never be batal, but your Malchus will be batal. Now, we'll skip ahead to where he discusses this part of the Medrash that deals with Sarah and Sarai and the Yud. To page Tuf Yud Aleph, six lines from the bottom, we put an arrow there. V'Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Amar, Ki Yud Shel Sarah, that the Yud of Sarah came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, what happened? What's going on? Why am I displaced? Where shall I be? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you are in the Torah, and you will be in the name Yehoshua. Ratzel Leimer, Ki kol asher hu b'Torah ro'u sheyia nitzchi. Everything about and everything in Torah is eternal. V'kasher husar davar mimeno, when something is removed from Torah, I efshar sheyia batel. It cannot be undone. If something is moved from one place, it has to be in the Torah in its proper place. It cannot be that the Torah had a yud and now it doesn't have that yud. Impossible. Lukach. Kasha kara Hashem yizbarach shema sara. What does it mean? Why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu changing from Sarai to Sarah? Ki hayud meire al hisyachdus. The yud stands for how Sarah was singularly the mother of Yitzchak and Yaakov, therefore of the house of Israel. Dedicated or designated, if you will, to be the mother of our nation. Then, when it's changed to Sarah, she is able to become the mother of the nations of Yishmael. She's able to become the nations of all of the world, even those who descend from the other wives of Avram. Sarai means his yachtus Sarai al Amma, that she is the singular mother of our nation, her nation. V'achakach, but then when she becomes Sarah, instead of Sarai, Naaseis Sarah l'chol ha'olam. Now she becomes the Sar, now she becomes this, the queen, the force, like the mother of the nations, of them all, not only of Am Yisrael. Umepnei kach, Havaya Zeis, this reality. Havayas his yachtus. This that she was miyuchedet, that she is designated solely and uniquely. Shehaya Besarash in his battle min haTorah, which was taken away because she's no longer only Am Yisrael's mother, if you will, right? She's the matriarch now of mankind. So, but what happens to the fact that she was this singularly dedicated matriarch? That can't be lost forever. There has to be some power of being singularly dedicated, expressed by the letter Yud, and it has to be maintained and preserved in Torah. Where is it? You can't have this reality. The reality of this force of being singularly dedicated to a nation, which she was. Now it's changed, but it can't be removed. It has to manifest in some other time and place and in some other person. And that is Yehoshua. This dedication of being singularly and uniquely a person of a certain stature, with a certain kayach, different from the others, here, different from the other miraglim, and able to stand up to them, this was a power and a force that had to be maintained, could not be completely eradicated. No, of course not. It is now, so to speak, transferred from that singularity of Sarah or Sarai to the singular and the singularity and powerful, dedicated nature, self-standing, independent, self-standing nature of Yehoshua. Shekasher hoya mevakish Moshe, shehiya Yehoshua nivdol min hamaraglim. When Moshe seeks to give Yehoshua fortification that he shall stand up and be, even if alone, against all of the miraglim. Let him be alone. Let him be one who can stand up to them all. Let him be alone and stand up to them and all the pressures of what they will say in being Moitzi Dibas Ra Al Haaretz. How will Yehoshua stand up? Because if you give him the Yud, he is now, like Sarai was, singularly dedicated to Am Yisrael and to being the founding mother of the nation. Yehoshua will be singularly able to stand up for the truth of Eretz Yisrael and lead, to the best of his ability, lead Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael those, of course, who are going to perish in the Dor HaMidbar will perish. But it's Yehoshua who stands up to them and then eventually even leads Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, because he alone, together with Kalev, was able to see and speak only the best of Eretz Yisrael. And that, being alone, is the same idea of the Yud that was Sarai, who was only and alone the mother of the nation of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That being the case, it cannot be forever lost. The singularity that the Yud of Sarai stands for cannot be erased permanently. It's given over by Moshe to Yehoshua, and now Yehoshua has that unique and singular power to be alone and yet stand up to the Marad. Ki hayud meira al hisyachtus. Yud directs us toward appreciating singularity, being alone. Because it's being so small, because of its diminutive size. When something is so small, it does not have much to it. Meaning, it is alone, it is not part of something greater, it is alone. It's unique. Now that you have this idea of a yud that has to be expressive of being singularly and uniquely able to do something of a great particular, of a particular nature, where, when, who? In the Midbar? At the time of the Meraglim and Yehoshua. Rakni Tosef Havaya Zeis Yehoshua. This kayach of being the one, alone, singularly able to stand up for what's right and true, that was given over to Yeshua. So, the idea that Rashi brings, Ka Yoshiachu Meatzas Meraglim, of course, the Yud, together with the Hey in the beginning of Yehoshua's name, that's Hashem's name, Yud K. And so, of course, the understanding is that it's giving the Kayach and the blessings of HaKadosh Baruch Ka Yoshiachu Meatzas Meraglim. HaKadosh Baruch will help you from the plotting and the incorrect ways of thinking and speaking of Eretz Yisrael that the Meraglim would promote. May you be spared from being corrupted by the Meraglim. But the Maharal is saying that there's another point, which is that the Yud is this expression of being singularly dedicated to something that you alone can accomplish and that you can stand up to others. So Sarai was initially Sarai, that she was this special and unique leader, matriarch of Am Yisrael. And then that changes, she becomes the matriarch of the nations of the world, mother of all the nations. But what happened to that singularly dedicated aspect? That became now Yehoshua's. V'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's continue. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shemitchila ha'isa b'saif nekeva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Yud, you were part of and at the end of the name of a woman. Va'ata tia b'reisha zachor, now you will be in the beginning of the name of a man, of a male. V'davazeh muflug, this is an exceptional idea. Muflug ma'od. Pirish davazeh, ki ayud mayra miyut, kasher hi b'saif ha'teva shal sarai. The Yud means something diminutive when it's at the end of the name. Umayra ki loy haisarak luumasabilvat. It's coming to tell how she is Sarai, meaning she is the mother of only her nation. Avokasher hayud hi beroish zachar. Put the yud at the beginning of the name of a male of Yehoshua. Afal gavshi hi mayra miyut. While it does mean that he is different from the others, while it does take him away from and single him out from the Meraglim, Haynu shehazocha yesh lemadrega elyoina, but it means that he is not just set aside, set apart, different. He is greater than. by putting the yud at the beginning of the name of a male, he is now being granted singular power, unique singular power. V'chol madrega elyona hi ma'at uktana. Obviously, something that's so unique and so powerful is very small. It doesn't require, you know, nuclear energy. What is it? It's the power inside of an atom. So it takes a very complex process to release that energy. But you don't need hundreds of gallons of oil. You don't need thousands of cubic feet of natural gas to produce what the tiniest bit of nuclear energy can produce. Similarly, the yud stands for how a small, unique quality packs a very powerful punch. And that is at the beginning of Yehoshua's name. This is, of course, for the Zachar. The Zachar being the more powerful of the genders. Ki ein shayach ze benekev shetia mischaberes and akev b'madregas ayud haktana hanistar. This great power is not shayach to woman. Ki madregas and akev he gluya bilti nisteris. The power of woman is something that includes her madrega, a level where things are revealed, things are seen. Why is it that woman is supposed to be tsnua? Because otherwise the aspect of woman is out there. Whether it's how she speaks, and that's why 9 out of 10 portions of speech in this world were granted woman. Or if it's about appearance, people are busy looking at the beauty of a woman, and she is charged to be a tsnua, to hold it back and maintain it only for her loved one, for her husband. Because the aspect of being begalui is the natural madrega of woman. An aspect of having great power that's hidden away, that it's in the male, and it's the potential of the male, and it's the power of the male to assert and to do and accomplish. That's something not seen, but that's in the male. That's in the Zachar. That's why the Yud, with all of what it stands for and being singularly powerful, is at the end of the name of the Nekeva Sara or Sarai, Hamira al Miyud Koach Nekeva, showing that it is a lesser power, lesser force, of Leibiraisha, but not in the beginning of her name. Kibiraisha Adraba, Mira al Hamadrega Haktana Nisteres. If it's the beginning of your name, that little Yud is a way of saying, watch out. This Yehoshua has this very small but powerful aspect to him, very unique aspect to him, something no one else has. And it's going to be able to keep him and protect him even from the masses, in this case, the overwhelming effect of the miraglim. L'fichach omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu kitchila ha'yisa b'soif ha'nekeva sh'meirem miyut koyach achshav tiyah b'reish ha'zachar v'zeh yiyah meirem goydel koyach mikol makom. So now, where it was the smaller power of Sarai as leader of the one nation Am Yisrael, Yehoshua, by placing that yud, the beginning of the name, gives him a power that's greater than the power of that yud which was once the end of Sarai's name, meaning the Yud is being given an advancement. The Yud is being promoted into a more powerful expression. Singularly, yes, it stands for being misyach, you know, being singled out. This hisyachtus of being able to stand alone, but it's even more powerful now when it's in Yehoshua than when it was in Sarai. So this is the blessing that Yehoshua receives from Moshe Rabbeinu. The blessing to be able to stand up to opposition and to have that which Sarai once had merely at the end of her name, where she was dedicated for something that nobody else was. Now Yahushua is dedicated for something no one else can do, which is to stand up to Atzas Meraglim. It's greater even now in the beginning of Yahushua's name than the Yud was at the end of Sarai's name. And so he says, Lefichach, Hahavaya, Shehi B'Saif Shal Sarah. This was the reality at the end or the back end of the name of Sarah. Even Hashem Ma'asu Habayim Heim Ha'avos Shehem Haschala Ha'isal Rosh Pina. In other words, where that level of what the Yud was accomplishing at Sarai, well, that was only early on in the generation of the Avos, and it grew in its power, and this Yud became even more consequential generations later, when in the descendants of the Avos it became the first letter of Yehoshua's name. And the Yud now is even more powerful and more consequential than it was by Sarai. So this is the blessing that Moshe gave to Yeshua. And it's a blessing that we have to understand and appreciate. The ability to stand up to overwhelming, powerful opinions of people of influence, people who were highly respected, people who were leaders of their tribes. And he alone, Yahushua, yes, he alone, Yahushua, can stand up. And can stand up to them and alone, with only Kalev ben Yefuna, say what's right and true about Hashem and our trust in Hashem and our ability in Mirtz Hashem to gain Eretz Yisrael, to gain our Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Yehoshua uniquely was the one able to and chosen to lead us into Eretz Yisrael. And that is the reason why. Because he was given the Yud of this singular force and power. The Yud of Yehoshua leads us just as it led him to be able to stand up against all odds and have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and gain Eretz Yisrael.